A national environmental group is raising concerns about proposed plans to upgrade mobile phone service in Yellowstone National Park. KUER's Dan Bomas reports on the possible impacts and what it could mean for Utah's national parks.
The group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility argues there's just no need for high-speed mobile service at Yellowstone. Executive Director Jeff Rook says the Park Service shouldn't have to pay for the kind of infrastructure needed for streaming movies.
Yellowstone and all these other national parks have billions of dollars of backlogged infrastructure needs, everything from sewers to roads to bridges to collapsing visitor center, crumbling restrooms. So the idea that they would invest in going from 3G to 4G just strikes us as completely misplaced priorities.
While no similar plans for Utah's national parks have been put forward, David Nimkin with the National Parks Conservation Association says there might be situations where it would be appropriate, allowing interpretive programs to be streamed to mobile phones, for example.
We would look at any kind of development case by case and looking at visual impact, looking at certainly the challenge or proposed costs that might be assumed by the Park Service, and looking at the corollary damage that might be done.
That damage could include digging up roads for fiber optic cables and building new cell towers. Nimkin says any new proposal for Utah's national parks would have to go through an environmental review process that would involve public comment. That process has already been finished at Yellowstone. Dan Bomas, KUER News.